Hey there, welcome to the High Five Podcast. Each week the hosts Caleb and Jay dive into their five favorite things across an ever-changing landscape of topics. Every episode they share, debate, and sometimes even agree on their top picks, from the profound to the profoundly absurd. Sometimes they even have a guest to give them a fresh perspective, whether they take it seriously or just for the laughs. You're in for a treat, so grab your headphones and let's get started on this week's High Five.
All right.
We good.
Well, how you doing, Caleb?
Good, Mr. J. How are you?
I think it's funny that you call me Mr. J.
I have to. I have to differentiate you between you and my son. So
that's true. That's true. Well, I think we should get this thing going. How do we want to introduce ourselves? I guess we could just start with our names, right? I'm Jay.
Just Jay?
You are. Yeah, I'm Jay.
You're not going full name?
I don't know. Should we? Jay Neatring? We are now. We'll edit that out.
Right? That's the beauty of it all. And yeah. I'm Caleb.
All right.
And this is Caleb. A podcast unknown.
Cool. We've been kind of chatting a little bit about starting this thing out, and we kind of landed on the premise of doing a top five, and just basically coming up with a topic and listing our top five items of that topic. Do you have anything you'd like to say about that, Caleb?
Yeah, I think, you know, we just realized there's not enough podcasts in the world and thought, how can we contribute our voice to this new and up-and-coming media? Mm-hmm. So we were just brainstorming and thinking about how can we throw some creativity out in the world. And we came up with the idea of doing just kind of a top five random topics, us sharing each week a different topic and a different list. Maybe we'll have guests and friends and all that fun stuff, but... yeah, just another creative outlet for us.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that I thought of when we decided that we were going to do this was I wanted to be clear, you know, what we don't want to be too is just like we don't want to be just another, you know, ad laden podcast, and we didn't want to, you know, to be like what we wanted it to be was, you know, a safe place where, you know, we could come on and talk ourselves, but then also, you know, potentially bring other people on, and where everybody just felt safe. Because first and foremost, we want this to be fun, a creative outlet to talk about things that we, you know, at least one of us has a viewpoint on and maybe the other person, you know, doesn't, or we both do, or, you know, maybe we're both learning about the topic and it'll be fun just because we're both complete idiots on the topic. And, you know, we're just exploring this, and we're using this as an excuse as friends to get together and chat. You know, there's going to be a lot of sarcasm. There's going to be a lot of inside jokes. And, you know, I think we'll try to, you know, explain those as we go. But you have anything to add to that?
No, I agree that... you know, it's we're not doing this, although, you know, we are accepting paid advertisement at any time, but really it's just
everyone's got a price.
It's just a fun, safe place that's meant to just allow us to connect and hopefully connect with other people too. So
yeah, sounds good. We talked about how it's going to be a show about different topics. We're gonna, you know, we'll jump all over the place. Yep. unless we see a reason to stay it, you know, keep it a certain way. But one of us might have a strong opinion about the topics we're listing, that we're top fiving. Yep. One of us might be explaining it to the other person for the first time, and so I think some of that could be fun, because we'll be curbing someone's genuine lack of interest sometimes, and so we thought, what better for our first top five, what better thing to list our top fives for was podcasts. So this podcast, first episode of lists, will be on podcasts.
Yep.
So what are our favorite podcasts? I kind of just thought it'd be kind of cool, because talking about, you know, something that we spend a lot of time consuming can kind of give people that are listening an introduction to us. You know, it's pretty obvious looking at my top five, you know, what my interests are and where I'm coming from. And same thing with yours. I saw yours when you added them to the shared note earlier. Do we want to start out at five and go down to one?
Well, I was going to say too, this is a good example of what you're talking about with the one of us maybe being a little more of an expert. I would say my podcast listening has decreased over the years. For me, it was, you know, these are my top five, but they are ones that either I don't even listen to anymore or don't even exist anymore. But that's just because I don't listen to podcasts as much as I used to. 5 years ago, that was all I listened to. So times have changed.
So what? I guess before we get into that, what has taken that space up in your life?
So it used to be I listened to a lot of NPR. That was what took over most of it. And then I've transitioned into more music of late as well. Although I'm falling back into podcasts again. So I have these ebbs and flows when it comes to that kind of stuff. So.
Okay. Cool. But yeah, I guess I could have guessed that, but and I know that your habits have changed a little bit too. With your work schedule, you know, in the way you work, did podcasts not fit in the same way? Because I know for me, it's really depending on what I'm doing, how much work I'm doing that is not necessarily mindless, but more monotonous.
Sure.
And, you know, how much road time you have where you just have time to just, you know, put on a podcast and really delve into whatever the podcast is about. But sometimes when you've got something going on and you're trying to, you know, be organized in your brain, you don't have room in there for a podcast. It's sometimes just easy just to pop on some music or some, you know, background NPR.
Yeah, I would say for me, for sure, part of the reasons I've gotten back into it is because the way work is now. You know, I'm on the road a lot more. I have more of that time that I can fill with that space. But I still, you know, like you said, you know, there's just days where you need to kind of maybe let your mind wander a little bit, and music is better for that than having to focus on the road and a podcast or whatever. So,
yeah.
So yeah, you want to start with five and go to one?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, so I figured we'd rotate. Like, I'll tell you my fifth, and then you say your fifth, and then we'll.
Can I go first? Absolutely. Though? Because I have six.
I know you cheated.
So technically, you know, I have an honorable mention.
Sure.
So I figure this will be a fun spot. If like one of us ever has more than five, we can just start out with some honorable mentions. If we couldn't whittle it all the way down, because I am more of a podcast person nowadays, but I do also ebb and flow quite a bit. There'll be like literally weeks and maybe even a month, you know, we'll go between podcast listening for me, but again, like we said, you know, it's really just depending on, you know, what I'm doing at that moment in time. And a lot of times it's, you know, what's going on at work, how much stress I have.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I listen to a lot of podcasts, and so I really listen to a lot of podcasts based on, you know, what I'm consuming elsewhere in my life, whether it's sports or media. You'll kind of get that when we get further into my list. But so my number six, my honorable mention is the Full of Sith podcast. I'm wearing, no one can see because we're not recording. We're not on YouTube yet. Which maybe soon, if we can get it to be kind of like a seamless way to just throw it on there when we're just recording our FaceTime, you know,
yeah.
It wouldn't be hard to do. But Full of Sith podcast, Star Wars. It's hosted, actually co-hosted by a guy named Brian Young. He's known to a lot of people as like the Star Wars, Jedi Temple, you know, records keeper. He's actually written on StarWars.com and, you know, articles and all that kind of stuff, and he's written some books, but he's also been hired by like Star Wars and Tops and whoever makes their trading cards to like literally write the back of Star Wars collectible cards. So he writes what you read when you're reading the back of Luke Skywalker's trading card. So like he's considered like, you know, one of these Star Wars people, but not only, you know, I like that about him because, you know, he always has some bit of information about these, you know, obscure characters, but also what I like about him is he's not like one of the gatekeeping Star Wars fans. He's someone who loves all of this new Star Wars and how broad and it opens up the universe. He loves The Last Jedi, the movie, which everybody else hated because it was so, you know, so different than all the rest of the sequel trilogy, and, you know, didn't fit in with the original trilogy in a lot of people's mind. And he really fights for that movie as a great work of art and a cool direction for Star Wars to kind of start dipping its toe into. So that's my honorable mention.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Have you heard of this podcast?
No,
all,
no. Or? When you when I saw that listed, I had not heard of it. It sounds super interesting. It sounds like something.
Yeah.
You know, I'd probably enjoy. But yeah, no, I had not heard of that one.
Yeah. So this, you know, and I'll probably touch on this a little bit more as we get into lists as well, is like I'll listen to this when there's a big movie coming out, if there's a big video game coming out, or if there's some other big bit of, you know, Star Wars information coming out. He always has an opinion about it, and it's normally one that aligns with, you know, what I like about Star Wars.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Let's get to yours.
Okay, my fifth.
Yeah.
My fifth is the Robcast. Used to be probably my number two up there. I haven't listened to it in probably 3 years. I've always enjoyed kind of Rob Bell's thought process, his guests that he has on, introduced me to a few new people, which has been good. I mean it's a nice, good, simple podcast. I probably don't listen to it as much just because, you know, life changes, transition, you know, I haven't listened to it much lately, but I always used to love that podcast for sure. So yeah, that's why it's five.
Okay. Well, I have some comments about that, but I think that might show up later in my list, so I'm going to save my comments for later on in my list. Sound good? All right, so my number five is the MGO Blog podcast. This is a Michigan athletics podcast. This is just coming straight from like Wikipedia. Michigan athletics podcast and blog, mostly focused on football, always brutally honest about the team, always always have interesting and data-driven takes on specific topics. So these are Michigan fans, obviously. They're big football guys, but they're not the apologists. They're the brutal critics, you know, when you know Michigan had football teams that were good but not great, they were the first ones to, you know, call it out for what it was. And so whenever there's a big game coming up, which, you know, we've had some big games in recent history, and we've got some big games hopefully coming up soon, and at least one big game coming up for sure. And Michigan's playing in the Rose Bowl on January 1st, and hopefully that can get them into a national championship game. But so these guys are really fun. They hate Ohio State, and so it is always interesting to hear them talk about things. And this is also the MGO blog. They have like all these T-shirts that they sell. And so I have a few of their T-shirts. One of them says Mr. Brightside. It's, you know, the play on the fact that they play the Killers, Mr. Brightside, at every home football game. And so I'm a big Killers fan, and so it works out pretty well for me to have that shirt.
Hey.
So MGO blog podcast. They take up a lot of my time.
Yeah.
What's your number five? Or are you number four?
No, my number four is The Moth. Again, it's one that I used to listen to quite a bit. Haven't gotten back into it, but it's on my list of ones that I need to get back into. I just love hearing people's sharing their different stories. I like that, you know, it's like 5 minutes per person. They have, you know, three or four people talk each episode, so you just get to hear lots of different stories around kind of a generalized topic. And it's just, yeah, it's just entertaining. I try to catch it on NPR if I don't listen to the actual podcast itself, but I enjoy that one quite a bit. You got your number four, right?
Yep. Pete Holmes. He was probably a big reason I got big into podcasting. I had kind of listened passively to podcasts over the years ever since I had an iPod. But Pete Holmes was like the first one that really got into it. I was regularly listening to sermons from Rob Bell from Mars Hill Church. Yes, the same Rob Bell from the Robcast that you just previously mentioned. He was kind of a big spiritual force in my life in my early to mid 20s, and so I was looking for a Rob Bell pick me up one day, and I couldn't find any, but I found that he was being interviewed on this comedian's podcast called You Made It Weird with Pete Holmes, and so I listened to that. I'm guessing it was like in 2009 or something like that. It was a really, really impactful, podcast episode for myself. And so I listened to a lot of Pete Holmes. It's really dwindled in the last couple of years, basically since Pete Holmes got married and had a baby. And I think he's got another child on the way now too, but like it just, the people that he was having on and just the things that he was talking about just didn't, you know, it's not that I didn't agree with it, but it just wasn't hitting me, you know, where it used to anymore. So just kind of fell out of love with it. I do check it out every once in a while when I see that he has someone on that I like or whatever, but it happens fewer and far between nowadays. But so that was my number four.
That's a good one. I was thinking I need to find a good comedian podcast. That's one that I'm missing. Cause I know you used to send me, You Made It Weird links all the time for interviews and stuff. And I would listen to them, and I don't know, I just kind of missed that a little bit, but okay. So my number three, this is a new one that I just, started getting into that I've listened to, I think four podcasts of so far, but I really like it. It's called Metaphysical Milkshake.
Yep.
You've heard of that?
Yep. Yeah, that's the one with what's his name?
Rainn Wilson.
Yep. Rainn Wilson. Is it the one that is it with Rainn Wilson and another guy?
Yeah. Oh shoot, now I'm blanking on his name.
He was someone I had knew from a podcast as well.
Yeah, I'm blanking on his name. But anyway, so they the ones that I've listened to, they it's usually, you know, they interview somebody and they talk kind of about, you know, faith, thoughts, comedy, life, depending on who the person is, their area of expertise. So yeah, it's just it's a fun, entertaining podcast. They always ask good questions. They have this like I don't remember what they call it, but at the end of their podcast they just throw out a bunch of questions for the people to go over and answer, and it's a good, fun, interesting, thought-provoking podcast that I've, like I said, just started getting into, but have enjoyed so far. So.
Nice.
And it's got a fun name. Metaphysical Milkshake is a pretty good name for a podcast. So.
Yeah, I think I had first heard about that when he was on Pete Holmes' podcast. I think that's
Was. Okay.
Yeah. So. All right, well, my number three is the Dan Le Batard Show with Stu Gatz. Dan Le Batard and his buddy Stu Gatz used to be on ESPN Radio for a long time. Dan Le Batard was a Sports Illustrated writer from way back. He's always been kind of a Miami, a regional sports writer. He was kind of famous one time for selling his Baseball Hall of Fame vote to the highest bidder. I mean, there was, he just, because sports and baseball at that time were getting to the point where he was just like disgusted by it all. And so he's kind of the one who sticks his finger to the, sticks his finger to the public, or to the to the mainstream media, and the way, you know, everyone is all about football and doesn't care about the safety of players and doesn't care about actually, you know, promoting equal rights, and, you know, just he looks at and kind of cast stones at the big guys. And so they also are really fun. So the Wikipedia page says that it's a syndicated sports talk show hosted by Dan Le Batard and John Stugatz Wiener, broadcast out of Miami. It was also carried on many ESPN radio network affiliates nationwide and simulcast nationally on various ESPN platforms until the show's departure from ESPN in January of 2021. So now they're kind of independent. They're linked up with the DraftKings network, which is kind of funny. They've kind of sold themselves out, sort of thing, but they everything is just, they just have podcasts. Sometimes they do live streams on YouTube and Twitch and stuff like that, but the next part of the synopsis is the show features commentary on the day's sports news, perspective on other news stories, interviews with sports and analysts and athletes, as well as pop culture. The hosts are known for their self-deprecating humor, which carries over through running jokes. So I think you're getting a theme of, you know, how I want our podcast to be based on the podcasts I like. You know, it's just like running jokes, topically based, just open and self-deprecating.
Yeah. right up our alley, right?
Yeah.
I only knew Dan Le Batard from his ESPN show. I don't remember what it was called. With his dad Poppy on it.
Yeah. Highly questionable. With Dan Le Batard. Yep.
There you go. That's what it was. Yep. Good. Cool. All right. So number two. My number two is Ask Science Mike, which is no longer on, at least to my knowledge, no longer on, unless it's hidden somewhere or put on some other platform that I'm unaware of. That was Mike McCarg's podcast. I really liked it a lot. One of the main reasons I really liked it was something me and Jameson would listen to, Jameson, my son, and really kind of bonded over it. He would dance every time the song came on to the intro song, and So yeah, it was a good podcast. I really enjoyed, so he would basically have anyone write in a question and he would try to answer it to the best of his ability, whether it was science or faith or life, you know, anything like that. It was a nice way of, you know, he was really good at, explaining difficult concepts in a very simple and easy manner for anyone to really understand. Yeah. So it kind of got me into some science and my son into some science. So yeah, I missed the podcast. It was great. But yeah, that's my number two.
Yep. Definitely love that guy. You actually organized him to come speak at our church.
Yep.
And we got to meet him one time, and I pulled up, I don't think he has friends or whatever on Facebook, but he posted something recently on Facebook, so I was trying to find it.
I thought he was off all social media, but.
He was back on, but he was just kind of checking in sort of thing, looking to make conversation with people. But just below that one, as I searched his name, was the photo that Katie and I took with him when he was after his speaking engagement that we had him come out to. And it's like, oh yeah, I remember them.
Nice. So,
but yeah, really great guy. Really helped me when, some of his episodes really helped me, because he kind of went through a deconstruction in his faith, which led to a reconstruction of his faith. And I really feel very similar to things that he does. Yeah, for sure.
Sure.
I like that podcast a lot too. Hope he does something soon. I know he's been working on some projects, but
it's been a long time.
Hasn't had a podcast, so.
No.
All right, so my number two is the Robcast. Rob Bell hosts a podcast called The Robcast. He is the only host, but is regularly joined by guests. Bell believes that churches and denominations are waning and that the medium of podcasting provides freedom to learn and grow spiritually without the hindrances of institutions. It was called the Best Religion and Spirituality Podcast of 2015 on iTunes. So I think we've spoke a little bit of him already, but this podcast kind of came after the episode of the Pete Holmes podcast that I was talking about. Probably within the next year or two, he started to do this Robcast, and he just basically got a cheap microphone, turned it on, and started recording and posting it in the most crude, easy method, he could do at the beginning, and it was just uplifting. It wasn't revolutionary. It wasn't super political, or it wasn't super religious. It was just good thoughts and well meanings, and just it was just uplifting to me. I think this was probably around the, I'm going to guess probably 20, I don't know, what year do you think that was? 20?
I probably started in 2012, 2013-ish.
Okay. I was going to say
maybe even a little after that. Yeah. I was saying
You're probably closer than I was. It was earlier than that. Cause I remember where I was working, and I remember that my daughter Vivian was probably about a year and a half to 2 years old. So yeah, that would probably put 2013 to 2014. Yeah.
Yeah, cuz he left Mars Hill in 2012.
Yeah.
2011, okay. 12.
Yeah. So that would make sense then. Yeah. So, Robcast, my number two. Just love the guy. He's just open-minded. Doesn't get hung up by a lot of the things that our churches and our churches' pastors get hung up on, because they are, constrained to a dogma, a set of beliefs, a paycheck, exactly. He's not held back by any of that stuff. So he just talks about what he feels the spirit and scripture and all the things that have come before us have taught us. So, Interesting, in the last couple months, his father passed away. And so he had a couple episodes talking about his dad and how monumental his dad was, but also talking about how you can never be prepared for losing a parent and losing someone so, you know, monumental in your life. So yeah. If you're looking for a couple episodes to listen to, the nice thing about his episodes are like 15, 20 minutes long normally. So they're pretty quick listens and they're always pretty, pretty awesome. So
yeah, I was going to ask you if you were still listening. I'm curious just as someone who hasn't for a while. So
I check in probably with him. I probably check in once every, you know, 1 or 2 months, you know, when yeah. I need my Rob Bell pick me up.
Sure. Yeah, like you said,
I haven't changed much over the last 15 years. I'm still the same. I every once in a while I miss Rob Bell and I just need to check in with him.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah, and like you said, it's nice because they're short. They're not hour longs. I mean, sometimes the interview ones can be long, but when it's not an interview, it's pretty short. So.
Yep. Yep.
All right, so this is number one, right?
This is your number one.
Like a drum roll. So my number one is Office Ladies, which is hosted by Angela Kinsey and I almost said Pam Helbert, but that is definitely not her real name. Jenna Fischer.
Yeah, Jenna Fischer.
Yeah. So I love The Office. My whole family loves The Office. We're huge Office people. We've probably watched every episode of The Office, I don't know, 15 times, and that is not an over.
So is there a chore or something that you're doing in your everyday lives where you just throw Office episodes?
Yeah,
on in
it's
the
usually just on. It's usually just on in the background.
Yeah.
Yep. So whether we're
do you
fully
have,
invested
like, do you
or
own
not,
Blu-rays or do you just watch it
just
on?
Just stream
cable?
It on Peacock.
Okay, so it's just you're playing it. You're playing it in order on Peacock.
Yep.
Got it.
Yep. Yeah. And so, yeah, so we were excited when the podcast came out. When I say we, I mean me and my wife. So we have listened to every episode so far. They just finished. So what they're doing is they're basically rewatching the episodes and then giving you kind of behind the scenes breakdown of kind
from
of what
two
happened. Or
main two almost major characters in the
Yep, series. And so they'll answer fan questions throughout and all that kind of stuff. So it's just really cool, you know, again, because we know every episode, we can quote most of them. So it's just cool to see the behind the scenes, like how things were made, where the set was, where, you know, on location information or all that kind of stuff. So,
Is it always just the two of them or do they have other people on?
So they'll invite, various guests on, whether it's, you know, other co-stars or producers. They've had Greg Daniels, the executive producer, on. They've had several guests on.
Mike Schur,
sometimes
probably.
It'll be a full episode of that guest, or sometimes it'll just be the first, you know, 20 minutes with the guest or whatever. But it's like I said, it's my favorite podcast for sure right now. So
cool.
And it's one of the only ones that I listen to consistently. So
okay, so how often do the episodes come out?
They're weekly.
Weekly.
Yep. And so it's funny when they first released, we listened every week and then we kind of stopped for a little bit, which put us like several, probably like a year and a half behind.
Yeah.
And so we've caught up. Like I'm up to date now. So I have to wait a week every time to listen to a new episode. So they just finished their last episode was the end of season 8. So they're moving on to season 9. Which is the last episode or last season of The Office. So they're kind of like, they don't know what they're going to do next with the podcast. But it's just been, I've loved it. It's been great. So.
Well, maybe they'll like start watching like Parks and Rec or something.
Well, it's funny. They did one episode where they basically did an Office Ladies breakdown of the movie Speed.
Okay.
So then they got some behind the scenes information. Apparently, which I didn't know, but the lady who is Dwight's babysitter / girlfriend in the, she's in a couple episodes, but in the, what's the name of that episode? where they go to Michael's for dinner.
Oh, yes.
Dinner party. Yeah. That's what it's called. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. It took me a second. Yeah. So the lady that's there that shows up with Dwight.
Yeah.
She was in the movie Speed, and I didn't know that.
Interesting.
So they had her on, and she talked about kind of behind the scenes and all that kind of stuff. So they've talked about maybe trying to do that with other movies. They've talked about doing, I can't remember what they called it, but basically you could write in and ask them or for advice on like an office related issue you're having at your work. So they don't know. They don't know where they're going. They've got a couple different ideas, but I'll definitely be sad when it's over for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I've heard that's a really good podcast. It's the sort of thing that if I were to listen to that, I would have to start watching it. And we're struggling through shows already. we're in the middle of Brooklyn Nine-Nine. So
Captain Holt just died. R.I.P.
Yeah, I saw that. R.I.P.
It was a huge bummer.
Yeah. Yeah, he was only like 61 or something.
Yeah. Wasn't that old.
Yeah. So, all right. So my top podcast is the Accidental Tech Podcast. It's a brief synopsis. Three nerds discussing tech, a lot of Apple products, programming and loosely related matters. So it's hosted by three guys named Marco Arment, Casey Liss, and John Siracusa. You can't really call them Apple fanboys. They all like Apple products. That's what they all use, but they're like the biggest, again, critics. I like people that are, you know, they don't just, you know, say what the company wants you to say. You know, when Apple's not good at putting good products out, when their keyboards suck, or when their their processing chips aren't what they should be, you know, up until these, you know, M1, M2, now M3 chips, you know, they were pretty critical of the line of chips that they were putting into laptops, including, you know, our MacBooks. Now that these new M chips are out, they love them, and they're criticizing other parts of the products and stuff now. But it's a weekly podcast. It's loosely based on technology. They always go off on tangents. The episodes range from like an hour and 15 minutes to like 2 hours long. They always try to keep it right around there, but it's long form. And it kind of keeps me in touch with my nerdy side, my computer programming side. When I was in high school, I did a bunch of computer programming. Basically had an opportunity to be Microsoft, licensed to be, to program in C languages and, like Visual Basic. And, that's kind of what I was doing at that time.
Yeah.
And so I've always had that general knowledge, and I've always tried to keep up with what the, modern computers are. And, I feel like, if you don't keep up with it, you get passed by. And so this is a good way for me to keep up with what the new things are that are coming out. And they're also dads, and so they talk about parenting, and they all like to go to Disney World. And so, they have different episodes when they talk about their trips to, they took their family to Disney and were big Disney fans. So, that's my number one. Some of my favorite episodes are like right after the Apple, keynote events where they announce big products and stuff. They always have their opinion, because they'll either be there or they'll watch, and then they'll have an episode right after to talk about it all. And so it's always
the inside scoop.
Get the inside scoop from the pros, or the people that know the most about this sort of stuff. So,
well, and who are going to be honest about it too, and aren't just going to be like, oh yeah, this is awesome, but maybe it's okay.
But did you think about this?
So
that's my number one. So any thoughts? Any?
I can't believe you don't have a Disney podcast on here.
Yeah. I don't really.
I mean, I know technically Sith is Disney, but like, I'm surprised you don't have. I thought you would have a Disney.
It's not for lack of trying. There's just of the Disney, like Disney podcasts that are out there. The ones that are out there, either, I mean, they're just not good.
Okay.
It's just a lot of amateurs, not very much professional. Not very much interesting professional stuff out there. It's all very, just all the same. I think there might be an opportunity there, but I don't know if that's me. But we watch a lot more YouTube Disney content.
There's some
good YouTube Disney content that we keep up with, as far as keeping up to date with news that have to do with the Disney parks and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, no Disney podcasts. Maybe ours will be on that list.
Right. Yeah. I thought it was good. I mean, like I said, there was a couple of years that I hadn't heard of or hadn't listened to, so I'll maybe try to check them out and stuff. But
I always have the moth. Whenever I see the moth, I always think I should listen to that, because I of the few episodes I have listened to, I've always liked them, but just haven't gotten hooked yet. You know, for whatever reason.
Yeah. But. Yeah. No, I was thinking when we were doing these, I thought, man, I need to broaden my horizons and listen to some more. Because I just, like I said, I have the time most of the time when I'm working. So when I'm driving. But
yeah. Maybe we should name. Do you have any name ideas? One just popped into my head. It's like, I was thinking like top five in. High fiving.
I like listicle.
Listicle? It's too much like testicle though.
I know. I get it. I thought it'd be funny if like our logo was some testicles that had listicles to tattoo.
Had little faces on them. One looks like yours.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I get it. It's real close to testicles. I know. No, that was the only one I had thought of. What was yours? Say yours again.
I was just, they were just kind of coming up as we were talking, and when we first started recording, and just a couple just now was like top five in, high fiving. That's pretty cool.
High fiving. Top five and high fiving.
Yeah, like
high fiving.
Yeah, it's like, you know,
high fiving with.
You know, get a logo that's two hands high fiving.
It could be high fiving with Al and Cal, right?
Yeah, there you go, Al and Kale.
Yep. I like it. That's not a bad one.
Yeah, well, I'll look into high fiving. You want to work on a logo?
Yeah. You know that's what I do.
I know you're better at it than I am.
In my spare time.
Yeah.
I haven't done that in a long time. I miss that too.
Yeah.
It's another one of those creative things that I miss.
Yeah. Oh. We'll have to come up with a jingle too.
I can't do that.
Okay. Maybe I'll talk to Trevor.
I did it for the first Prez podcast, but I stole the jingle. Well, I didn't steal it. I used it. There's, you know, websites where you can use their free music.
Get some stock sounds. Yeah.
Yeah. And I used that, and I didn't sing, but I definitely like had a few lines that I said over and over, but I changed my voice. I like lowered, like, added some bass and so I've done it, but I'm not good at it and I can't sing. So
this is the first Prez podcast. Let the bass drop.
It sounded a little bit like that.
I feel like I remember it. I'll have to see if we can. It's got to be somewhere on the internet.
It's probably still on.
It's got to be somewhere.
The Apple Podcast, I would think.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, there's your homework for the week.
Nope. I don't want to relive that. I don't want to bring that back. That's not
good. Yeah, right. Well, cool. Well, I think we made it through our first episode. How do you feel?
Yep. Good.
Got some.
Other than the minor technical issues, I felt like it was good. Yeah, we'll figure those out.
And I think, you know, I think my recordings all should be fine, so we can get those. If you want to, how do we want to share files? Do we want to just do it over iCloud, or what do you use normally? I'm going to hit stop here.
Yeah, I'm too.
And that's another episode of the High Five Podcast. Remember, five is just the starting point, not the limit, guiding us through another labyrinth of favorites with a few extra twists. Catch us next week for more adventures in counting and beyond. Until then, a high five from Jay and Caleb to you. See you next time.